And as you may have heard, the future may be here sooner than we think because Amazon is testing delivering packages by drones. CEO Jeff Bezos made the announcement last night on 60 Minutes.
And we can do half-hour delivery, and we can carry objects, we think, up to 5 pounds, which covers 86% of the items that we deliver.
Let's bring in Cardiff Garcia of the Financial Times. He's with us from New York. Hi, Cardiff. And how does this flying drone system work for Amazon?
Well, it's pretty straightforward. You click a button that, you know, tells Amazon what it is that you want to buy. And somewhere nearby in a fulfillment center, as they're called, where Amazon keeps its stuff, one of these unmanned vehicles picks it up and flies it to your doorstep, hopefully in under 30 minutes. That's the aim. So what you're seeing here is sort of the next step in the process, in the evolution of trying to get stuff to us as quickly as possible. Right now, they're trying to figure out how to build the infrastructure to get stuff to us in the same day. This would take it to a whole nother level. It's another instance of Jeff Bezos looking ahead.
Well, and you see in the video, the demo video, this thing flying through like a field in the middle of Iowa or something like that. I can't imagine it flying through the streets of New York.
Yeah, that's going to be incredibly interesting to see how they work that out. I think they're going to have to come up with, you know, some kind of a process by which that would work. Because, I mean, right now, for instance, the FAA is trying to come up with the right rules and regulations that governs the use of drones in airspace. And, for instance, in a place like New York where the streets are so dense, what happens the first time one of these things drops a package on someone's head
or
some kids decide it would be fun to throw baseballs at it or something like that? You know, it's just it's tough to figure out all the logistics, but I guess it's good that they're working on it.
What does it say about Amazon's strategy? Is this about getting just that last mile that sometimes they have to use the U.S. Postal Service for?
Yeah, it is. And it's also part of their sort of long-term strategy of plowing their profits back into new and interesting ideas and investment and trying to figure out ways to make the consumer experience increasingly better. So I think it is very consistent. What's kind of interesting about this, though, is that by telegraphing what it is that they're going to do in a few years, it might also give some of their competitors a chance to start working on the same thing. So that's kind of interesting. The timing is interesting, and I'm not exactly sure what was behind that.
Well, and I wonder whether when you say competitors, you think about the other people that need to deliver their product. I wonder if pizza delivery is going to become a very different thing if we've got drones dropping off pepperoni pizzas at people's doorsteps.
Who knows? I mean, I wouldn't say that I mind. It's just that, you know, this is a new technology and we're going to interact with it in new and unpredictable ways. So whether or not this is the future of retail for everything, including food, is tough to say. But I think it heralds an exciting future.
Cardiff Garcia with the Financial Times. Thanks, as always, Cardiff.
Thanks, Jeremy.